I am Andon. I come from the Andromeda Galaxy. I'm an ambassador to evolving worlds, including your own. I am a consciousness that would be considered of an eighth dimensional perspective, which means I am no longer a physical form. However, I have evolved from a form that is not much different than what you are at present. But that evolution occurred in the galaxy of Andromeda. I have lived as a human being on your planet long ago, in your time period of what you refer to as Atlantis, in that civilization. This was a part of an ambassadorship program also at that time. And now I communicate with you from an actual vessel that we have materialized to be a part of your present system. However, my consciousness is beyond even that. But a part of myself also exists in that spacecraft and is aware of its higher self as me and on in the actual Andromeda field of energy and its influence in your process and this particular being's process, you see. I am telling you this so that you see that there are levels of consciousness of any particular being and that the awareness of that level depends on the individual being in their soul development. And we have been involved as Andromedans in your planetary growth for quite a while, as you would know it, longer than the beings that were previously speaking with you, since actually the beginning of the creation of the planet that you now reside on. We evolved much earlier in our development than what you are experiencing now on the planet. There are three of you in this room that have lived with us in the Andromeda Galaxy, and two of you who actually are Andromedan souls that have come to assist at this time. The beings from Andromeda choose to be incarnated in individuals as individual physical forms or personalities that go supposedly rather unnoticed. Because of the great power that we have within us, it is important that we do not have too much physical stature or physical power as you perceive it, because we need to be what might be called incognito. Our energies cannot go directly to those around us while we are incarnated, because we will have too much influence. And our intention is not to be overpowering. It is to be subtle and allow those around us to activate by being in our presence. We have a very different frequency from your physical reality, and it has been a process to actually have our soul energies incarnate into this form. So we just wish to tell you this so that it is understood that this is a process that happens consciously from our level of experience. It may seem odd to you for us to talk about our soul energy being put into consciously one of your beings. It sometimes happens when you are born, and sometimes we actually join while an individual is already walking upon the earth and has grown to a certain point. And there are reasons for that. And it is an individual reason. And not particularly any need to get into unless it is significant to you. Then you may want to know at some point when you are ready to know. If you've had something dramatic happen in your life and there has been a great shift in your experience and you changed your perception drastically at some point, that might be the case with you. As Andromedans, we have been called upon as protectors of your planet for some time to allow your evolutionary process to evolve naturally, but at the same time to control, in a sense, the interests that is placed upon the planet. We are, in a sense, guardians of what happens to the planet. And we work with the energies of your archangel beings very closely. We have known these beings, and many of them have actually, some of the archangels that you know of on your planet have come from Andromeda and volunteered to be a part of your system to oversee what occurs and to be protectors of the energy of the planet. Now, many of you are saying, this sounds so completely out of my sphere of knowing, and why should I even care to know? And the reason we are telling you this now is because it is time for you to know. It is time for you to begin to be a part of a greater family of galactic understanding. Some will say this is rather what you has been referred to in the last session as this very Star Trek. And in many ways, you could say so. But you have to understand that what Star Trek failed to provide to you is the understanding that there are vibrational changes within your energies, and that that is what is called your soul, and that that evolves past your physical being, and then that is where we are as what you call extraterrestrials. This is what you do not see in your movies, because I suppose it doesn't make a very good movie for the beings to disappear into another dimension and not be physical any longer. Although it is happening where some of your movie features are showing beings that have transcended the physical form. And this is good, and it has been infused into the consciousness of those creating these films, because many of those that are creating them are from elsewhere in their soul level understanding. And they are part of this awakening and helping you to see things from a new perspective. And as Andromedans, while we do create, as we have said, forms of ships at various levels of our dimensional focus, because we have the ability to move through dimensional experiences at this point. Once you get to a level of an eight-dimensional perspective, like your number eight, there is the energy of this infinity, of everything being a cycle and interconnected in this way. And thus, we have the ability to travel within that loop of the universe and to create forms that are significant and meaningful for the various levels of vision and understanding. And within the various worlds that have been created in the universe. And thus, we create crafts that actually move to places where crafts are needed in order to be a part of that system, like your own. In order for us to have certain overseeing of this dimensional reality, we must create something that can exist within it. It still is, in many cases, not as solid as you perceive things. But your perception can perceive them. And many of you do. And have seen the residue, so to speak, the light residues of our physical forms that we have created within this environment. Are there questions about this? Or anything else that you would like to know about the understanding from an Andromedan point of view? No burning questions.
Is James Cameron one of you in his movie Avatar?
We do not know this soul from our point of view, no. This soul is actually an earth soul that is, in fact, in communication in the dream state with beings from the Pleiades, is what we are receiving. And, incidentally, also some beings that are of a blue form that are from a distant galaxy that is called Kamara. A galaxy, there are very few that are actually of these beings that are incarnate on the planet, but they were involved with the inception of all of your elemental, fairy, and nature spirit life. And they are a small blue being that have evolved to a fifth and sixth dimensional perspectives. And they do not visit here often since they created or gave inception to these beings, as their planet is full of that type of life and they have a communion with it. They are visiting now and communicating now because it is time for you to start recognizing these elemental life forms, and because they are in danger due to a lot of the technological activities that you have produced in your physical states that affects their energies. Any being that comes into this sphere of your reality goes through the Andromedan, what you might call guard or court or council, before they may be a part of this experience. There are some of you that may think that there are negative beings that are here to harm the planet. Any of this that you think is not true, what you may be experiencing, if you are experiencing, or know of those who have experienced some negative whatever experiences or knowledge or messages from negative beings is a result of a Akashic record residual of beings that have been here before and did influence your species. So this is something for you to think about when you hear of this negative influence. It exists, yes, but it exists as a part of the energetic record of your planet. They have no longer, there is no longer a being that is coming to harm this species from anywhere else. It is not allowed. It is not permitted by any of the angelic life that is here or any of the beings that are a part of the planet and its development. And it is your choice as individuals whether you decide to be influenced by that energetic field that still exists related to these beings, or to any of the influence of your own history. And this is where you need to be concerned the most, because that is where you have given your power up to, is the consciousness on the planet itself that wishes to control your thinking and gives you ideas that you might perceive as negative, that are not benefiting your evolution and your awareness. It is your choice whether you would like to tap into that energy field or tap into the energy of that which is helping you to evolve to your next step. And with that, I will leave you for the moment and pass on you to others that might want to. There is a lineup, by the way, that would like to speak with you. It is an opportunity for us as well. You may see it as an opportunity for you to communicate, but it is an opportunity for us, as it does not happen too often that we are given the platform to communicate with you. So it is going to have to be a choice at this point as to who is going to come through. So this is going to be a consultation that we're about to have to see who would like to conclude this time of what we call appreciation for one another and for where we are. And there is a great amount of appreciation, we will say, for you being here and your willingness. We understand that on your level of consciousness, it does take a good jump for you to step out of that influence of that Akashic energetic records of your civilization, and especially currently, and for you to step out of any what could be called, you do call often, a karmic cycle of the planet. Because even if you are a star being that is incarnate, you are influenced by the karmic energy of the planet. And if you have been through the cycle of birth and rebirth on this planet, then you are doubly affected by that cycle. And it is time to raise yourself out of that cycle to know that you no longer have to be influenced by it. And for you to step here at this moment in time and be here consciously or unconsciously, your choice, we understand takes a stepping out of that energy field, in a sense. And even in an event like this, where there is, technically speaking, an open-minded crowd, There is constantly influence from a different perspective, from the perspective of your old programming. And to reach out of that and eke what you can find, the truth of what you see and feel, says much about you. And do understand that all of us, from this level of consciousness, do read your energies, as this is the way we communicate with one another, and this is the way we relate. So it is not odd for us to know you and your souls, not to just know you as a physical form. We will consult and see who it is that will be coming to conclude our gathering. It has been my pleasure on behalf of the Andromedans on an eighth dimensional perspective and throughout our dimensional experience to have communicated with you.